I better call Amanda, have her set the flags up down Romy's driveway, put an outdoor speaker on the like the eve of the house.
Oh, no, they play.
Have the kids
they
line up.
They play the instruments live, like just like a marching band would.
I bet Remy's right front and center, babe.
No, he's sitting on the four-wheeler saying, Daddy home, ride quad. Daddy home, ride quad. Daddy home, ride quad. He's ready to go. Let's go for a ride.
That kid has that line down, doesn't he?
Oh, does he ever.
Hey, before we continue our conversation and education here on the White House, we have Lynn calling in. Let's see if we can help her out real quick, a project she's got going on at her home. Good morning, Lynn.
Oh, hi. It's Roslyn.
Well, welcome to the program.
Okay, thank you. I did want to say I'm a 15-year volunteer with Habitat for Humanity.
Well, and, bless your heart.
I'm part of the Tuesday crew. And anyway, you've done a lot for us, so I really appreciate all the help that you've given us.
But, we love Habitat. So you remember Missy, don't you?
I beg your pardon?
You remember Missy?
Oh, of course. She used to fix us rice and beans on, was it Fat Tuesday?
That's right. Red beans and rice. Missy.
Red beans and rice. She'd fix lunch for the Tuesday crew.
Yeah,
she
man.
She sure did. We missed her.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
What I wanted to ask you is, the first time in my life, I ordered something online. I ordered 3 light fixtures for the exterior of my house,
okay.
2 by the garage, 1 on the porch.
Okay.
And I put dawn to dusk sensors in them, and okay. the 2 of them are working great, but the 1 on the porch, it will turn it on and off, but when it turns on, the light bulb flashes. You know what I mean? It's going like, I can't even think of the word I want to use.
Like a strobe light?
Yeah, it keeps going, blinking.
Okay.
And when you take out the sensor, yeah, the light bulb works. And so I'm wondering my painters are the ones that put the new lights in. Could there be like a crossed wire or something?
This is a electrical licensed painter?
Of course. Listen,
let's find out where she lives, what the major cross streets are. And because she's a 15-year volunteer at Habitat, we're going to have one of our Rosie certified electricians run by the house at no cost to her. We'll pay for the service call, and let's get her checked out and cleaned up. Okay, babe? You got that? All right. Appreciate it.
And I put in dawn to dusk sensors at my home.
Yeah?
I took them out.
Were they the solar kind?
No.
No. Okay.
No, you unscrew.
Yeah?
You know, it was just a...
Unscrew the light bulb.
Screw in the sensor, then screw the light bulb back in.
That style you did not have good luck with?
My front porch light would be back on as soon as the sun was above the overhang patio. So, I mean, it was still...
It was too sensitive?
Yeah. It, no matter what I did...
And there was no way to regulate it on
No matter what I did, crazy light would be on as soon as the sun rose above. Ooh. And so the back porch lights would stay on until the sun finally got down low enough for like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I took them all out.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Have you finished your painting estimate here?
Okay. So,
we're talking about the White House. We're talking about the fact that Millard Fillmore needs to be a much more recognized name in American households as the President of the United States. But not for all that he did at the White House, but for the fact that he was the last president that wasn't a member of either party. I like this guy. I'm going to get his biography. Okay, what have you got? To
well,
paint 55, the White House.
55,000 square feet is the floor plan.
Right.
So that's not walls, 4 sides, and all the different angles.
So the building's probably 25,000 square feet, 22,000 square feet, 2 stories.
Yeah.
So it's 55 total.
Yeah, okay. I was going to – so to just do like 55,000 square feet would be about 220 gallons. So I'm going to quadruple that for the walls and all the angles. And go to 800 – almost 900 gallons of paint.
Okay, well, you're a better structural estimator than you are paint estimator.
Should I have only doubled the paint order?
Yes. If you would have doubled it, you'd have been perfect.
Okay.
It's just under 600 gallons of paint.
I said 900. So with the 300 extra gallons, you could go to
paint the Blair House.
The Blair House
could be the little White House.
I'm looking on Google, and I don't see the swimming pool, but I see a White House basketball court.
Yeah, I think.
Is that in
I don't
research?
Know who installed that. But I do know this, that we've had solar panels on and off the White House several times. I think Jimmy Carter installed the first solar panels.
Carter put them on.
He did? It was mm-hmm. Carter? Okay.
It was primarily for water heater.
Okay.
And then that was in 79. In 81, Reagan took them off. And there's a lot of discrepancy about why.
Okay.
Because solar wasn't very good in 79.
Well, that's exactly what they said. And then Obama is now putting them back on.
All right. Good. He should. All right. Next week, we're going to be talking about millennials and buying homes. If you know someone that's young and is in the market of buying their first home, they can't miss next Saturday's Rosie on the House.